just Masbir Rabbi Akiva Eger's Kasha. And all the tributes that we saw, some we pointed out, do you hear me, Max? You hear me?
No, he doesn't.
Max, you hear me? No, he still doesn't. Max, you hear me? You hear me? Sort of.
A little bit.
It's now a little bit. Better. Is it better now?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay. All right. Max, you got to have Nakas and do Hazara with Eitan. Okay? You deserve it, he deserves it. You should know that I have a brother that I feel very, very close with. Rabosa, you don't take for granted siblings. And don't take for granted when you have the opportunity to spend time with siblings. My brother and I, Baruch Hashem, were both very busy, and we barely have any time to talk to each other. And I have a son, in the Bruscola, Gutenberg, and they learned the Chavrusa. They're already married, Baruch Hashem, with children. They're able to learn in the same kollel together, and they learn the Chavrusa. And I tell them that I have mamish a real kinasof from them. I have real jealousy from them, because it's been years since I've been able. It used to be my brother and I used to be able to have some time to talk and learning. Now we don't even have time. So the last shtickle Torah I heard from my brother was last year when my brother came to say Chavure. We don't have time. We call each other. The other one's always busy. I try to carry all of the Talmidim, but at the expense of my own relationship with my brother. Not that there's any division, but unfortunately, it's just we don't even have time to speak to each other. Last time, I think it was before Yom Ha'Rayim was the last time I spoke to my brother. Last time I spoke to him, I speak much more with my Talmidim than I do with my own brother. And he's also busy, so even when I call him, we don't get to speak. My mother used to, when we started getting into learning, so my mother used to, we would, at Friday night, after the meal, so we were speaking in the studios that we were learning, and so my mother used to come and listen. So I said to her, Mommy, you don't understand what we're talking about. You don't really understand what we're talking about. So she said, you're right, I don't understand. But she said, I used to enjoy hearing you guys talk about baseball. And now I enjoy hearing you speak and learning. It's the same thing, she said. It used to be baseball, now it's Gemara. But for me, it's the same thing, she said. She said, my children are enjoying being together. But you should know that it's something very, very special, that when you have a sibling and you have time to spend with each other, don't waste that opportunity. And for those of you, I had Kinasof from that, Max is back and he's able to learn with Eitan, you should know that it's something that's very, 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 very special and very unique. It's something that not all of us are, some of us were never Zocha for that, some of us who don't have siblings that we communicate with, or for whatever reason or not, some of us don't have that schus. And those of us who do have the schus, you should cherish it. It's something that's very, very special. Chal v'chomer, that our parents are not going to live forever. The Talmidim wanted to make a Shabbaton on the Shabbos. And I asked my parents, now that I'm going to the States, and I asked my parents if they would want to come to Shabbaton. And my parents, by nature, are quiet people. And they said that no. So I told the Talmidim, that's it. I have to spend time with my parents during the week. Everything is going on, so at least to spend to, because these relations don't these relationships are very, very special. You don't. I was talking to another Talmud. The relationships with your siblings, you can't trade siblings. This is what you have, for better and for worse. Sometimes it's a little bit for worse too, but you have to cherish those things. It's something that's very, very, very special. Anyhow, Max, when I saw you there, it immediately came to mind. I have a kinas sofrim that you're able to come back to yeshiva to learn with your brother. He's growing, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Rabbi Akiva Eger asked the kasha in our sugi. I just want to give a minute or two to that kasha, Rabbi Akiva Eger. And then we're going to Be'ezer Hashem start the new sugi, because yesterday we were just masbir well Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha, and we saw how all the attempted terutzim of the Achronim seemed to have fallen away. And that is, Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha was that Rashi had said that the sugi was talking about prunes, and it was talking about prunes. Rashi asked, at the end of the day, then it should get all eggs. To which Rabbi Akiva Eger asks, on Rashi's kasha, Some of the Talmidim tried to reread Rashi. It was a nice attempt, but it doesn't work. This is how Rashi reads. And at the end of the day, the kasha is, how can you say that it's going to be our eggs? We're talking about the sugya of shlakos. If it's shlakos, we already learned that shlakos goes all the way down to a shahakol. And don't tell me like the other Acharonim tried to develop the difference between Aetz and Adama, because that's not true. First of all, Taz never said so far, Vamev and Yavin. And even you're going to want to say on your own that Aetz doesn't get knocked down, that's Mukhruk from the Gemara of Zayis Maliyah. Now one day I sense, Be'ez Hashem, somebody, maybe it'll be one of our Talmidim, will develop how Zayis Maliyah is different. But it doesn't seem to be. From the simple reading of the Gemara, Zayis Maliyah seems to be the same thing, because the Gemara says Maliyah is Kiroseah. So one of the Talmidim, maybe someone who knows one day when you know you're a day really, really well, then Be'ezer Hashem, maybe somebody will develop the idea of Maliyah Kiroseah. I'm giving you hints, Be'ezer Hashem, for your own Talmidim. But for us, we hit a dead end, even though it was a good try for those who wanted to answer, and that's where we are right now. So we were stuck with Rabbi Akiva Eger's Kasha. So I'll give Ben and Abi, they started developing an idea that's similar, a minute on the clock to give a teretz, because I really want to get in the whole sugya of Maya de Silka today. So Abe wants to pass to Ben, and Ben wants to pass to Abe. Ben, it's your last day. He's going to come back many more times. Not his last day. Many, many more times. Koilel and Shear and everything. Ben, Be'ez Hashem. Right, now I just got fired by Rabin. Go ahead. Yes. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. Okay.
It says in the Dabaski and Afhin Shlokos.
Yes.
It says even these are Shlokos. Afhin Shlokos Meisiv. Why does it tell us even these are Shlokos? It's probably punched from the bar. The crew of the Dabaski are the two Shlokos in the case and Hargur Samet.
Right.
So I think he's trying to Fuke Ahavamina that you would have thought that the Dabaski are prunes. Like it says later on. If the Dabaski are prunes, Rashi's looking at prunes like we look at prunes. Prunes are not Nevasho.
He wants the Taina that prunes. What are prunes today, Rabosai? We sort of we fudged it. I was like a little bit embarrassed in front of the Portnoy's. Like I wasn't even thinking through how they make prunes. I was like thinking to myself, it could be the way I'm describing prunes has nothing to do with reality. And I'm stuck in front of the Gemara. I'm not even thinking. So it's a good point. He's right. They didn't catch me on it. But prunes is what? Prunes is dried. It's not cooked. So it could be though that prunes those days was what we call today kompot. Could be. Could be. That's how you understand
it. Right,
yeah, let's hear.
After it's
mavushal. Interesting. He says beferish that. Interesting.
I have the rush right here.
Yeah, you want to fight with him? Yeah.
No, I'm saying he says dramatic fruits. Yeah. Abdul Baruch Alei Tchilah Daha Priya Eitz Chashuv Tvei.
No.
The same exact that in the Rashi. Mishum is answering up for Rabbi Yitzchak. Mishum to marry Pishin is Bashu at the Maskin. Then Baruch Alei El Shah.
You're more tying to Nukimta, and really the prunes could very well be our real. Okay, so, and that's what you want to say too? And how does it answer, A.B., finish off? I know the Pnei Yeshua, go ahead, how does it answer off?
Because if Rashi is 100% certain that it can't be cooked, then the whole question of Rabbi Akiva Eger falls away, because you can't possibly have prunes as a definition of something that's cooked. Right?
Good. So the Netziv and the Pnei Yeshua say along the lines of what your teretz, the Pnei Yeshua at the end. Pnei Yeshua is a beautiful Pnei Yeshua, it's very long, and I decided not to do it inside, but you guys now have a whole week, unless I have a sense that Mordechai is going to overwhelm you. So I don't know how much time you're going to have, but now in the next, before Mordechai comes, in the next 18 hours, if you could look over this Pnei Yoshua, so then that would be Kedai. Both the Netziv and the Pnei Yoshua say that this proves the Derech was to eat it raw. If the derech is to eat the prunes raw, so then the kasha falls away. Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha falls away. It's basically what you guys are saying, right? We just need to add, though, that the derech is to eat raw. The derech to eat the prunes is raw. So now Rashi reads like this. They said that it was prunes. V'yer shel amida. Dimken arei b'chasel bar preitz. The bracha is going to be a bar preitz. V'heich kadam u'bircha prigio shebirchasen shakal. How do you know that they made the bracha shakal? How could it be that they made a bracha on the progios first a shakal? The bracha on the prunes is ha'etz. Ask Rabbi Akiva Eger, but wait a second, if you cook it, it loses its ha'etz. What bracha is it going to get? It's going to get a shakal. That's Rabbi Akiva Eger's That's Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. So what's the answer? The answer is prunes. The derech is to eat raw, like even today. The more and more I say this over, I think A.B. Ben and the Nitziv and the Bnei Yoshua are really right. That's the Emes HaKasha, Teres, to Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. They were talking about prunes, that the derech is to eat raw, and they served it raw. And then, if that's so, if they served it raw, because that's what they're normally to eat, so then Rashi says, how could it be? Rashi says, how can you be that say that that was the case? Then it could be that then there's a question of Metzias, that the Rivam was assuming something else. The Rivyot was assuming something else. Okay, Rabbosai, that's all I wanted to discuss. Let's continue on in our Gemara. Amar Rav Zera Kevina Baravuna Amalan Hani Gargalas. These turnips heads. Parminu Prima. If it's cut into large pieces, Rav Amar Bar Priyadam, Prima Zuta Shakuni Ibn Varek. Yasin Lebe Rav Yehuda Amalan, Idim Idim Bar Priyadam, both Gehadam, Lahaydi Per Minu Tvei, Keecha Denam Tik Tamayu. No, the reason why they cut small does not change its bracha. By the way, Vam Eben Yavin, that when it comes to something that's cut small, that's not enough to change the bracha. Maybe in the Havamina of the Gemara, we thought that it might be enough. Maybe some Amoran thought that's enough to change the bracha. However, we've already learned in the past that unless it's Kodesh L'Gamri, then in such a case, the bracha is not going to be changed. Even if it's cut up small, it really would still get AIDS. But here it's being used only as a spice, then, and here it's cut small to be able to sharpen the taste, so then if it's being cut small to sharpen the taste, then in such a case it's still going to get Adama. Amar Rav Ashi, Kavina Bei Rav Kana, Amar Lan, Tashil Tzil Kedul Mashi Bei Kimcha Bar Pri Adama. If you have a beet drink that doesn't have a lot of flour in it, so then in such case it gets Adama. The lipsi the mashuba kimcha tve barmi mizonas. But if it has more, then it gets a mizonas. Vahadarbu Amar, and then he said the idi bar pri adama, everything gets a adama. Vahai the shadbe kimcha tve tvuki ba'ama amdilay Rabbosai, which Rishon made a big deal about this, that even if you put in quite a bit of flour, it will still get a mizonas if it's only a devik, which has a nafkamina today in Twizzlers, right? I don't know, I gotta get to the bottom, whether the Twizzler is only a devik or not. Somebody do the research. Well, which Rishon used this in applying this halakha l'maisa? Which Rishon did we see use this? I'm surprised that Ben, all right, now, see Ben's thinking, he could go now. He answered, no one else answers, he's ready to go. Rabbosai, which Rishon, aside from Ben, which Rishon said this already, this Yisod, who developed this halakha? Twice is very good. Who said that? Avi, beautiful. Very good. You see, and he also thinks of someone who's staying. Who? Okay. So, all right. All right, good. Someone's staying. Amar Chizkiah, the Gemara continues. Tavshil shel Tardin Yopal Lev, V'tov Le'inayim V'kol Shekein L'Bnei Me'ayim. What's Tardin? What's the translation of Tardin? What?
Species of beets.
Beets, another type of beets. Amar Abai, Haydi Yosef Abi Tafi V'avdi Tov Tov. You need to stand and say tov tov for it to help. I don't know why. I tried to look around. I didn't see a good explanation. Anybody see a good explanation? What saying tov tov does?
Yeah. When it makes
that boiling sound, that's what tov tov is. Excellent. Amar Rav Papa. All right. Now we got to the Gemara that Beis Hashem will analyze. Pshitali, it's pasha to me. Maya de silka. The water of beets kisilka is considered like the beet itself. Maya de lifta kilifta. Umayya dekula shalki, dekula shalki. Now, Rabbosai, let me just ask a very, very pasha to kasha on the Gemara. Didn't we just spend the whole daf discussing shlokos? Actually, when I was writing the Marmakomos, I said to myself, I'm not going to write binyan shlokos number 6 or number 7. But l'chura, I should have written shlokos number 7. I would Max wouldn't have come today if I would have Shlokos number 7. But the titles are very, very important. So why didn't I write Shlokos number 7 aside from Max? Why did I write Shlokos number 7? What's the difference between this? We already learned that the bracha on Shlokos is Adama. Yes, Eitan? Beautiful. Shlokos we were discussing, what is the bracha on the vegetable? That's what we were discussing. What's the bracha on the vegetable? Here the shaila is Maya de silka kisilka. The water of the beets gets the bracha of the bees. Okay. Let's take a look at Rashi. My silka tavshil shel tarden kisilka leinyim bracha. Rabosai, could anybody say, I have no time to say shir on this, but you could say a whole shir on this. What is Rashi saying leinyim bracha? Why is Rashi saying leinyim bracha? Why Rashi say? Rabosai, look at the top of the page. It's tractate birachot. So why does Rashi need to say leinyim bracha? Oh, because this is Rashi Lushitaso, the Rashi holds that the Hagdara for Bracha might be different Truma in other places. How many Rashis do you have Lushitaso? How many Rashis Lushitaso? Alright, yeah, I give you a week to work on it, you tell me. I want an exact number. I want an exact number. A week to work on it, okay? So Rashi, L'chura is superfluous, this Rashi. Linyi Bracha, why do I need to say Linyi Bracha? Of course we're talking about Linyi Bracha. It's Sechus Brachas. So I want you to tell me how many Rashis are Lishitasai, and give me Nafkaminas La'alacha. Okay? Okay, the shift that we didn't get to. Zop Te'ele Getesis. May the Silvi Gesilka. Mevarchen Alei Ha'adama. Apo Pishayim Ba'ela Mayim. Tosa says that it gets Ha'adama, even if the only thing that you're having is drinking is the water, you're still going to make Adama. So this is the answer of a trivia question. How is it possible to make? By the way, I was speaking to what's called Balabatim. They were very, very surprised. Balabatim was surprised. They thought that the bracha on vegetable soup is a shakal. It's interesting. I don't know where this misconception comes from. It's a misconception. The bracha on vegetable soup, whether you have the vegetable or not, according to Ruba Deruba Rishonim, is going to be Adama. It's going to be Adama. It's interesting. I don't know where the misconception comes from. Mevarcha Mevarcha Adama, Alf Pishen Balamayim. Vitama Yurakos Mevarcha Echalot, Kashet Yurakha Yurakos. Habagav Darmina Leot, May Perosea Baalmahu. Rabosai, what Tosis has in Afagav, the Afagav is a Kasha. What's Tosis is Kasha? Yes, Eitan?
So why is it when it comes to
Yerakos,
it's Mishnah
Kos, but when it comes to Paris, it's Eitan? Oh, Taisa says, look at the Kasha, and the Chesem, and Aleph, we had learned that the Halach is that orange juice, the Bracha is a Shakol. Excuse me, the Hagos HaShri, and the Bach, and Rav Soloveitchik, Bechule, Bechule. Kasha says orange juice is a Shakol. So if orange juice is going to be a Shakol, so then in such a case, what? Why is it over here? What's the difference between my the silka kisilka? That's the apogam of Tosis. By the way, Rabosai, let's emphasize. According to Tosis, this halacha, I want to emphasize again, maybe I'm here from Das Balabatim. According to Tosis, if you had a vegetable soup and you don't want to eat the vegetables inside of the soup, this happens sometimes, right? You have the vegetable soup, you want the warm broth, but you're not interested in the vegetable. And you scoop it out, and you eat the whole vegetable soup, and you apologize to your mother that you left over the celery. So then, in such a case, what bracha were you supposed to make? Adama. According to Tosis, it's Adama. Good, I just want to emphasize that. Says the Tosas, but when it comes to the orange juice, so then in such a case, the bracha is a shakal. What's the difference between this and the orange juice? So Tosis characteristically coy with us. He says, Yesh Lechalik, you can be Mechalik. So Mason, how did you learn Yesh Lechalik? How did you learn Yesh Lechalik?
From the Rush.
Yeah, good, go ahead.
But the Rush says by the Zeh Balma, when you squeeze out the fruits, it changes its taste. It's not the same taste as the fruit itself. But in this case, it actually takes the taste.
Beautiful. Mason's learning well. Good. Let's take a look at the Rush in Simon Yutess. The Rush in Simon Yutess says what? No, Simon Yutess. The Rush is already bothered by this kasha. So Mason claims that Tosis was saying like the Rush. I don't know. You got to prove it though, Mason. That Tosis would agree. But it's not a bad idea. It's definitely not a bad idea. Zop to hailing a Rush. Veloy dami lemei peris armin leil nesem amahu. It's not comparable to May Peros, that's just the sweat, because the Mashke doesn't have the taste of the fruit. What Rav Menzel Shlita told me that he really doesn't understand today, because he thought that juices you do
have the taste of the fruit. Mishabura mentions this svara. Ve'efsher she'im bishel apri v'nichmes tam aperes b'mayim v'varach alem b'arim priya eitz. But if you cook it, so then in such a case, even fruits. Now notice, the Gemara was talking about vegetables. I think even scientists will back this up, that vegetables are even more likely to give off the taste into the water. Fruits, less so. So, but the Rosh is mechadish, that's why the Rosh is saying a chiddush. The Rosh is saying a chiddush that if you cook fruits, it will give off the taste into the broth. And where did the Rosh get it from? Because the Rosh is coming off of our sugya, as we see in the beginning of Siman Yud Ches. And that's why I said Ve'evshar. Our sugya only spoke about vegetables, didn't speak about fruits. But presumably the same is so. So Mason wants to argue that that is Tosus' position. Yesh lechalik, the yesh lechalik of the Tosus is that Tosus is saying that when it comes to something that's cooked, it gives off taste. And since the taste is imbibed by the water, even if you never touch the celery, then in such a case, that even if you touch the celery, the halacha is that you're going to get a borei pri ha adama. And if it's fruits, they'll get a borei pri bites. Yes, Jenna? Yes.
When Rebbe read Tosfos,
since the soup only has the water and the taste of the itself, even though all you have is the water, let's say the soup had its vegetables removed from it and all you have left is the top.
So wouldn't it make sense once you remove the vegetables, you still have the taste of the vegetables?
Right. All you have is only the water and the taste of vegetables. And nevertheless, you're going to make adama. Even though by May Peros, we say Zeya Ba'alma. Okay. So, Rabosai, we've discussed the position of the Rush. Mason claims that's the Yesh L'Chalek. Who could tell me the other classic mahalach that we've already developed? Berachel Bitcha Aktana. We mamish said shiurim on the other mahalach. Who's the other mahalach who to answer this question? Yes, Eitan?
The Rashba.
That the Rashba says a totally different approach from the Rosh, and we gave about 8 or 9 nafgaminas from the Chazon Ish in Simin Lamed Gimel. See, the guys in the Chaz are nodding their heads. So the Chazon Ish point out that we saw it in Minei Ubei in the Rashba. By the way, I listened over to Rav Shechter's Shir on this. And I didn't see in the Chazon Ish what Rav Shechter said. I was looking for something else in the Shir. Anybody, whoever did Chazar on the Shir, I'd like to discuss it with you afterwards. Whoever did Chazar on Rav Shechter's Shir, who knows Rav Shechter's Shir? I have a little bit of tzarchian that maybe Wednesday morning when I'm in YU, I'll ask, because I'm going to Rav Tani Kohn's class, or Tani Kohn thought, Eitan's own class, he thought it would be great if I discuss Rav Shechter's Torah with Rav Nevensal. So I was thinking of discussing this sugi, Rav Nevensal's mahalach, on things that we didn't discuss, on other sugis of Mei Peros, by Schita and Dosh and so on. So I have a little bit of a tzarachim that, not a kasha Rav Shechter, but something that I would have expected he would have said, basically said, that he didn't say. Nachzor din Yoneinu, Rav Shechter had said that the Chazon Ish held that you make orange juice today of AIDS because they plant the oranges differently. The Kach Natulu, we quoted that Lashon that we have in the Rishonim. I recall from the Chazon Ish on Simin Lamed Gimel that the Chazon Ish said because it's the Derech. He went with the Rashba, didn't he? Okay, so somebody look back at the Chazon Ish Lamed Gimel. Yes, Eitan? Don't bring in the Rashba. I just want to know, right now my question is just what the Chazon Ish says. Okay. Forget about the, I see you immediately point to the Rosh. So then I'm not discussing the Rosh. So the way I remember the Chazon Ish, which is different than the way my Rebbe said over the Chazon Ish, is that the Chazon Ish says that the Rosh was, by the way, Rav Shechter, you have to check up after. You always have to check up after. There's no such thing as, just because the Rebbe said it, it's right. No such thing. Even the greatest Rebbein, Kal v'chomer, us tiny Rebbein, Kal v'chomer. But even someone as great as him, you got to check out, especially a Rebbe that quotes a lot of Maran Mekomas, like our great Rebbe Rav Shechter does. You got to check up. If you can say it over from him, you got to look it up. You can't just take it as a given. Because Rebbeim make mistakes, as we saw with Bar Kapora Yes, say. On the other hand, even though the Rebbe made a mistake, the one who gets burned is the Talmud. The Talmud has to have kavod for the Rebbe, even if the Rebbe make mistakes. Oh. So now, the Rajba says, and the Chazon Ish says, that if it's the Derech, so then in such a case, the Derech is what? The Derech is to squeeze it, then it would get AIDS. The Rajba claims that in those days, the Derech wasn't to make orange juice. And Pok Chazi, you look at the history books and the anthropology and whatever it is, they didn't drink a lot of juice in those days. That was very, very uncommon. So, and therefore, the Chazon Ish says, maybe the bracha is going to change today. Okay? This is the Rajba's Malach. This is the Rosh's Malach. So far, so good, Rabosai? Talk. Let's take a look at the Ra'ah. And you're going to tell me in how many different ways the Ra'ah is different than the classic approach that we've seen up until now. Says the Ra'ah. Because of Rabbeinu Umayyad the Silko Umayyad the Lifta. Umaya the shifta, kula bar priya adama. What's the shifta, Rabosai? You guys looked at us?
Dill,
beautiful. Umaya the shifta, kula adama. The kaimel amaya the kula shilkin, the kula shilkin. The ain dimmer rabbeinu nechonim bazer. Says the ra'ah, rabbeinu is not correct. By the way, the sefer ra'ah was written on the rif. And here, when he says the kasa rabbeinu, he's quoting the Rif. That the Rif says, Ma'isha kula shilka kula shilka. The Ra'ah is saying, Rabbeinu, the Rif is incorrect. Ubi Gemara Amrin, Amra, Papa Pshitali, Ma'idah silka kisilka, Ma'idah lifta kilifta, Ma'idah kula shilka kula shilki. So he says, on the one hand, the Gemara says it's that way. By the way, did the Ra'ah? No, the Ra'ah is exactly our Girsa, right? I just noticed this now. It's interesting, I didn't notice before, and the Gemara says, Kulu dafkan shulki. Okay, but the Ra's are exact Arab here, so. Umay de mefarish lu amayo le memra devarech amayo bor priyadama, kipashta de milsa, leysa. For those who say that the bracha that you make on the water is adama, that's not correct. Deheichi efshar de pshintele le rapapa milsa behedya. Now, Rabosai, we did the sugi of Shlakos, we did the sugi of Meperos. I didn't know the Shita of the Ra'ah. This is what's hidden away. And none of the Achronim that I read quoted the Shita of the Ra'ah. This Shita of the Ra'ah is amazing. He says like this. He says, the Hashku kula Rabbanu yiflugu ad-demar, b'shlakos kufayu, ikaimu bainayu lo. There's a whole big machlokis about Shlakos, whether it's kaima ban or not. I'm going to ask you to explain to me every word of the Ra'ah, okay? Every word of the Ra'ah. I'm just now translating. When it comes to the juice that oozes out of the fruit, which is coming from the date itself, it still says a shakal. And when it comes to Primi Dizuti, there you would get a Shahakal if not for the Svara of Rav Yehuda. If not for the Svara of Rav Yehuda, what's the Svara of Yehuda he claims? What, how does he call it? No. Notice how the Ra'ah said it. May mayhen me boy. I'm going to ask you what that means too. Everybody else is wrong. I'm just like, you got to wake up from this. How about everybody's wrong? Everybody's wrong. The Ra'ah is chaylik on Kamat our entire Zman. At least 10 shiurim worth. The Ra'ah is cholik on all this. Rabosai, what, first of all, what is the Ra'ah's shita, and what are all of his rayas? We're going to go Be'ezer Hashem through every single one of them. What's the Ra'ah's shita, and what's his rayas? What's the Ra'ah arguing with the Rajba, the Rosh, the Tesis, the Rashi? He's arguing with everybody. And you're going to tell me who's mukhrak from the Gemara? And who? And which which pshat small bracha in the Gemara, and which raya, and what are the rayas to either direction? What's the Ra'az shita? Who can give the crunch of what the Ra'az argument? Yes, Yomi. Loud. Soup across the board, you always make a shakal? How the Gemara says, "Maya the silka kisilka gets adama." How can you possibly say the Ra'as says on soup you make a shahakal? Maybe you just need to clarify. I have a Gemara against you. Just today's Gemara is against what you just said. It can't be the Ra'as saying that. You're on the right track, but that's a classic case. You got to know the Rishon well because you could totally misrepresent him. What you just said is against the Farish Gemara. It can't be. Yes, Avram Yitzchak?
Saying that the Yirei Shlokot are included within the bracha of the Shlokot themselves. So they don't merit a bracha at all.
I'm not hearing you. What does the Ra'ah say that's unique in terms of how to understand our Gemara?
So we thought the Gemara was saying if you had Mei Shlokot, you'd make a dumb on them. Instead he's saying that the Mei Shlokot are included within the shlokot themselves, and the actual mei shlokot don't get a bracha.
You'll get a bracha?
Yeah.
If you just had mei shlokot by itself, you wouldn't make a bracha?
Probably not, except maybe if there's another, then there's another, so there's a hakla.
Oh, now you're talking. You gotta have it clear. Shimuchudad b'ficha. The Ra'ah says like this. The Ra'ah says that if, unlike Tosos, who said that if you have mayim bilvad, Tosis that said afal pishemba elamayim v'tamay rakos. It's only the broth. This is the operative word, the broth. If you have only the broth, the halacha is that the bracha is going to be according to the ra'ala shahako. In contrast to the shita of Tosis, who says that it's going to be adama. Why? Now you say the why, Avram Yitzchak. You say the shita first, and then the explanation. And that is, got to do this many times over. And that is because the reason why we say Maya Deshilka, Deshilka is Kesilka, is because the broth becomes batel to the vegetables. It becomes connected to it. I wonder if the Ra'ah, the discussion between the Ra'ah and the Ra'ah, the Rishonim, is connected to the fact that the Gemara says Maya de Silka Kisilka and Maya de Kulu Shilki. It's a deal. I leave off for the Talmud, maybe when you come back you give me a pshat. Why the Gemara say Maya de Silka Kisilka and the Gemara said Maya de Kulu Shilki? Well, what's the significance of that? I don't know. So says the Ra'ah like this. The Ra'ah says, not like Tosas. Tosas says on the broth it would get a Adama. The Ra'ah claims that on the broth, you did you stand up? On the broth, what would halacha be? The halacha is that on the broth we would say, what? We would say shahakol. Rabosai, why did all the Rishonim disagree with the Ra? The Ra is saying good. The Ra is saying very good. Vameiv and Yom, and I can even bring a raya that the Balei Toslos seem to hold like the Ra himself. Taisis, Rav Shechter's Taisis, on Lamiches Amid Aleph, says, if you only have time, there's no significance of time by itself. Taisis said, beer has the taste of wheat inside. Yeah, what bracha do you make on beer? Shehakol. So even Taisis himself normally holds that when it comes to time, time is not koivei afeilchas brachas. Geshmak araya, no? I only dawned upon me now that I was learning with you. So the Ra'ah's not crazy. Tosfos himself holds like, it seems the Svara of the Ra'ah, that time itself is not koveh. Yet Tosfos is exact against it. Tosfos holds on vegetable soup, it has the time of the vegetables, gets so adama. That's why it's confusing for the Baal Bashir. So on beer it goes one way, and on vegetables it goes the other way. It's confusing. Hilchos Brachos is a very confusing tchum. Very confusing tchum. One thing that changes everything, that changes the whole halacha. So the taste is, the Ra'ah is not crazy. What was the reason that all the Rishonim, Kimat all the Rishonim did not assume, like the Ra'ah? Well, it's Kimat all. Now, I didn't ask you for the Ra's rise. The Ra's going to have even stronger rise from Gemaras. I'm pointing out that even Taisus buys into this idea that time doesn't necessarily change the bracha. Does this time of Alma doesn't that change the bracha? And you could develop why Tosis not a steer between the two Tosis, right? You could develop what the Yishuv is. That's not what I'm saying shear on right now. But based on previous Shiurim, you should be able to answer what the difference between the two is. Something else I want you to tell me when I come back in a week from now. Okay? Why did almost all the Rishonim disagree with the Ra? And we haven't even gotten to the Ra's Rayas yet. I read the riots, I translate. I have no idea still what's going on there. What is some of the riot? What is the reason Kimat all the Rishonim disagree with the Ra'ah? Huh? Adi, you with me?
Yeah,
Daniel? But I pointed out Tosis doesn't hold the Tam Kikar when it comes to Sheikhar. Okay, there are other, no, but that's a different paratotosis. Daniel, I've brainwashed you. I've taught you Baruch Hashem how to think like a Lamed. Great, Baruch Hashem. But I never want you to forget about learning the Gemara well. I want a Raya from the Gemara itself. You start playing with Svaris, which is great, but I want a Raya. We always start from the Minei obeying the Gemara. Lamedus is beautiful. But without being rooted in the Minei Ubei and the Gemara, I want you to point out just simple, good shot why that's so. Daniel, you're already contrasting stars, and your answer's not necessarily going to work because that's a different sheet of the Baalei Tosfos. Yes, Yisrael?
Maybe he holds that my vegetables, everyone disagrees with the Ra because my vegetables, you really get the flavor, as opposed to something maybe like wheat where like the flavor doesn't come out.
That's what he's trying to argue. I want you to bring a raya from the words of the Gemara itself. You're already throwing out svaras. Svaras anybody could say. To know the Gemara, not everybody can know the Gemara. And it's only dependent on one thing to know the Gemara, whether you learned it or not. Where Rav Spiegel may be well said, used to say, playing the piano. You either know how to play, you either play the piano, or you don't. It's not a question of you would be able to not play. You either know the Gemara, and you noticed all the interesting things in the Gemara, or you didn't notice all the interesting things in the Gemara. Yes, Noah?
The Gemara says mind, silver, kisoka. Mind left to kill left. What does it mean, kill left and kisoka? It doesn't mean that just you could patter the bracha on water with Adam. It means kisoka means it gets the Hagama, just like it would on the lift.
Okay, you could say it better, but you're on the right track. You should have said it drop better. The subject over here is Maya de Silka. What are the words? Maya, the water of the beet. What's mashma from those words? Maya de Silka, the water of the beet. That we're only talking about the water, that we're not talking about the beet. Hence, even though the Ra'ah might have lots of rayas that he's correct, the Ra'ah is going to be matchik our Gemara. The Aura Gemara says, Maya de Silka means the water and the beets. That's not Dalit. That's Vav. Maya Visilka, Hasilka Iker. That's what you told me, Avram Yitzchak. You told me, Maya Visilka, Silka Iker. That's not the words of the Gemara. The words of the Gemara are Maya de Silka, Kisilka. So even though we're going to see that the Ra'ah is going to have Gevalda Garayas to his Shita, but nevertheless, it's not going to fit in the Mineyu Bay and the Gemara so smoothly. Hence, all the Rishonim are doing their somersaults. The Rosh does his somersault. The Rajba does his somersault. Rosh Echter does his somersault. Everybody is doing their somersaults to be Metarets, because at the end of the day, even though what the Ra'ah is saying actually might fit more in all the other sugyas, doesn't fit in the words of our Gemara as smooth. Maya de Silka, the water of the celery. When I say the water of the celery, it's of the celery. It doesn't necessarily include the celery. Maya de Silka, the water of the beets. Kisilka is like the beets itself. Yes, Aaron.
Maybe How is there all read the question of mind shifto? Because it has to be a nafkin and bracha, but if we're saying that it's what would be the nafkin if it's ruba or if it's katam?
I'm not following your question. You might be asking a good question, but because of my, I'm lachutz for time, because I want to get this whole shir into one shir, even though normally it would be two shirim, I request you ask me afterwards. Okay? Yes, A.B., quickly?
There's another problem with the way they're illustrating the Gemara, because if you change the reading to there's an ikr and there's a tafel, then why wouldn't the Gemara say what it usually says when it has there, like we had on Lam and Ham and Beis?
That's what I said, yeah.
If you have an ikr and a tafel.
That's what we said. We said it should say ikr and tafel. I agree. Now, Rabosai, why did the Ra'ah then say matchik ara Gemara? Because he has a lot of good rayas. Rabosai, throw out to me the rayas. And then show it to me in the words of the Ra'ah. What are the Ra'ah's rayas to his idea? Yes, Noah? Number one, Dov Shekhet Tamari. Now we see that when it comes to Duvshay to Tamari, the juice that oozes out, Dalot is what? Dalot is a shakal. So what do we see? We see from here that you don't say the juice itself gets the bracha of the original juice. So who is bothered by this question, all these questions? The Rajba, the Rush. Rav Shechter suggested from other Rishonim, Lekachna too. So that's what caused the Rajma and the Rush to do all their somersaults. But the Ra'ah says, that's the Pashtus. It may pay Rosh Halachas this way, so too when it comes to other things as well. Just to defend the Amei Vinyav and the other Rishon, this is going to connect to Shiurim that we've had this in the past. The other Rishon will say, no. There they called it Zeya Balma. It's not just Stam that's a fruit. It's a juice. It's sweat. It's not connected to the fruit at all. That's how those Rishon will point out the difference between Maya de Silka, the Lashon is so different. Chazal referred to it as the juice that oozes out as Zeyah Ba'alma. Vamevin Yavin, some Rishonim understood that Zeyah Ba'alma was literally the only thing that came naturally out of the fruit, but oozed naturally out of the fruit. So that's not necessarily the same thing as something that was cooked, Maya de Silka, outside of the time of the rush. Okay, that was Ryan number one. What's Ryan number two? What's raya number two? This is a very strong raya. Yes, Eitan, go ahead, say it loud.
By the rakas themselves, there's a whole machlokas whether or not if it's cooked, it'll be adam, and therefore, if there's a machlokas there, then it shouldn't be kasha. That would probably say here by the water.
Excellent kasha. This is a very strong raya. Shlokos, we have a machlokas, whether it's kaimi or not, whether it retains its original bracha or not. What's the shaila? If you hold that on the water itself, it retains the original bracha, like the Bali Tosas are saying, certainly if you cooked it and it disintegrated a little and it's a smaller piece, certainly it's going to get the same bracha. Abosa has a strong kasha. You hear the kasha you did here? When it comes to shlokos, we have a shayla. When you cook a vegetable, does it get adam or a shakal? Now, if the halacha is that the water that was cooked with it gets adama, certainly the vegetable that it's been disintegrated, but you have a little bit of a piece and you want to know what bracha to make on that, certainly in such a case it's going to get adama. Kal v'chomer. Chazar it over inside the words of the Ra'ah. That's a gevaldik akasha. All right? That's something else to leave for you to be miyashin with your talmidim. Next, he has another raya, the Ra'ah's raya. What's the Ra'ah's next raya? Yes, Adi.
From Pima Zuta, that originally said Shalom and Baro, and if it weren't from the fact that the came and said that they were making it sweeter, that changed it. From the fact that the Habmina was Shalom and Baro, you're dealing with the pre itself, it's similar to the notion of time, right? Where you're still doing the pre itself, yet we still say give a shakal. So how can you say something extracted from the pre would be even better?
Good. When it comes to this case, how do you guys translate it? Jimmy, or how do I translate it? The dill? The shifta you guys thought was a dill. The turnip. The turnip? Right, the turnip. That's even that I wrote in my Gemara from a time ago. That's it. It's a turnip. So, when it comes to the turnip, says the Ra'ah, wait a second. Rabbi Yehuda explains that the reason why you get a hadama is only because You need the tam of the turnip. You need the mayim of the turnip. The juice of the turnip went into the water and adds to the water. Mashma, other things, would not have it. Only the turnip where it's specifically cut. So the juice, notice the Ra'az words. You need the juice that's inside the turnip. I don't know, I've eaten a turnip once before. I don't recall a lot of juice inside. But he says the juice you need to be mosif. So for that reason, there, Rav Yehuda says you're going to get a bar priyadam. Mashma, that if cucumbers don't have a special juice inside, or beets that don't have a special juice, where you don't have Rav Yehuda's svara, they'll get a sha'ako. That's his last raya. Rabosai, in this raya, I think we can easily defend the Baal HaTosis because there's a real fast one over here. The Ra'ah pulled the fast one. Who notices the Ra'ahs? The Baal HaTosis would, if they'd be in the Beis Medrash, the Baal HaTosis would scream back at the Ra'ah on the other one. I think the other kashas, they would put their head down. It would start, it would mamish, you know. You don't feel it? You don't feel Rabbeinu Tam wrinkling his forehead now? If you don't feel it, you're missing something. So what's going to be? What would this right, they would scream right back at him. Scream right back. Why would they scream right back? There's a flag on the play. What's the flag on the play? Yes, Adi?
The way the Ra'ah seems to be explaining it, because there's a case where they were being cooked, he would say, no, they're just not eating it raw there.
Nah, Adi. Read carefully, Tzadik. At the end of the year, you're going to be reading carefully, Bezer Hashem. Read carefully. Learn from English, from the English. Yeah, go ahead, Daniel. Beautiful. Beautiful is because you and I, as boys in the New York educational system, we were never taught to be studious and precise. Doesn't mean that we don't have other redeeming features, but that's one thing that we have to double over on because we're mamish, we're weak on it. We're you and I both. Let's take a look at the. There's a flag on the play over here. What does he have? He has, Ra'ah says, that you have the Mayhem. Daniel points out that that wasn't the words of the Gemara. The Ra'ah conveniently changed the words of the Gemara. What were the words of the Gemara? Mayhem? No, what were the words of Rav Yehuda that says that turnips get the original bracha? What were the words, Adi? Taima! It was Taima, it's not Mayhem. It wasn't Mayhem, it was Taima. So if anything, the Ra'ah changed the idea and said turnips are different because it gives over its juice. Those aren't the words of the Gemara. Baal HaTosis will say, Hafuch, it's a riot to me, Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said specifically, even if it's just the tam when it comes to vegetables, that's enough to give it the bracha. The Ra'ah changed the Gemara. The Ra'ah claimed that Taima meant Mayhem, the juice. But the Baal HaTosis will shoot back Pashut. They'll say, no, that's not correct. The Gemara was only talking about Taima. And if anything, it's the exact opposite. That you see that if it only has the Taim, when it comes to Shlokos, it gets Adama. Which, of course, begs the question that the Baal HaTosis said the exact opposite on Lamech Hesem and Aleph. Which the Baal HaTosis might have a teretz, that's for you to say over Shir and Mirtzah Hashem. And we're just pointing out, they're going to say, the most important thing, before you say a fancy teretz, is they're going to point out that's the simple reading of the Gemara. The Rishonim are going with the simple reading of the Gemara, the majority of Rishonim. Maya de Silka, Kisilka. So the Ra'ah has two Gevaldig Arayas that you need to be Miyashiv. The third, we are Miyashiv. And if you didn't notice it, that means we didn't read carefully. That the Ra'ah is pulling a fast one over here.
Can you repeat the idea?
Yes. The Ra'ah said that, the Ra'ah says, I'll bring you another raya. That the Gemara above says, Rav Yehuda says, oh, turnips, if you cook it and you cut it up small, it's still going to get the original bracha. What?
That's what I was saying.
You cut it, and what are you doing? It's namtik tamayu into the ochel.
No, it's namtik tamayu to yourself.
The food itself. It's raw.
It's raw.
It's like when you have like...
Wait. Just a second. I accept your point. Just a second. just a second. Wait, just a second. Just a second. So how, Rav Elkanah, do you learn his raya at all? So what's his raya?
He said, Yuchadit Smol, he said, Rav Yehuda say,
Smeimeyim Yibay.
If Yuchadit Smol, you would think that it's Shehakol.
Correct.
Unless, it's the only reason when Yuchadit Smol, it's not Shehakol, because that's the way you get a better taste. It's the sharpness.
Okay, so what's the raya for his shita in regards to Shlokos?
He said, if you cook it, Meimeyim, the kol shekens against Shehakol.
Where did he say that? The Ra'az words are like this: "With gargali did the lift us, seeing the memor lil the permanent premise of Tershakla. Let me show the time there of Yehuda may mayim be." What's he referring to?
Say, if you cook the thing.
He's saying, "Ilav mishum time of the Rav Yehuda." Certainly, if it's cooked, may mayim be boy. Certainly, if it's cooked, may mayim be boy. So it comes out that. This time I wasn't fair. Adi. So let's hajbin together. It turns out that Adi was right and I was wrong. So let's do it again. Ilav mishum. We have to hajbin now together. Ilav mishum. The Ra'a is saying like this. Ilav mishum time of the Rav Yehuda, if not for the reason of Rav Yehuda. The Rav Yehuda had said that if it has the tam, that's enough to give it the bracha. May mayan mi bai. Well, how are you understanding me, Adi and Rav Elkanah? How are you understanding me, mayan mi bai? What does he mean by that?
If you take a vegetable and you cut it into small pieces, it should lose its bracha. It's the only reason why.
Only was because it's betaima.
Just what?
Only reason is because it's still betaima. Says, I'm finishing what you're saying.
Because it's like
that's
to give
a.
It's
not even
time,
it's a sweeter
time.
Yeah,
well, it's
that's a way to give a better taste for the, like, for that specific vegetable.
It's an exception.
So, meimeyem mi boy, certainly if it's only meimeyem, certainly the bracha should go down to shahako.
Exactly. The pieces are mighty.
It's only
meimeyem.
Okay, Rabosai, I accept what Rav Elkanah and Adi are saying. The Ra'az Raya is not what I said before. The Ra'az Raya is like this. The Ra'az third raya is that we see that when you cut something down, the Gemara says the only reason it's going to retain its original bracha is because it makes its tam better. If it would just lahamtik taima, but if it would just retain its tam, so then in such a case, then maybe the bracha would change. But if it's lahamtik taima, then it's going to retain its original bracha. But what happens if you cook it and you only have the tam in the water of its original tam? Certainly, then it would go down. The mashmos of the Gemara was, if it wasn't lahamtik taima, then in such a case, once you cut it into small pieces, it'll lose its bracha because it's no longer a pri, which I raised in the Hamevin Yavin beforehand, that maybe it should still have a status of pri until it's katur shel gamri. Okay, that's a separate question. But the halacha is that unless you're doing it lahamtik taima to make it better, then it will go down. Certainly, if all you have is the water from it, certainly it's going to get a shahakal. If you had a halamina when it's in small pieces, it's a shahakal. Certainly in its water, it's going to be shahakal. Adi was correct, I was wrong. Okay, so this is the third pshat in the ra'ah. Okay? Now, all right, so this, you know what? As far as this kasha is concerned, we could develop a teretz, but we're a little bit late. So let's leave this raya the way it is. The teretz that I said, of course, then falls away. It totally falls away because I misunderstood the ra'az raya. Now, let's take a look now at the Tshuvas Harash. The Tshuvas Harash discusses a shaila in what is it? Klal Gimel Siman Tesvav. The Chuas Harash has the following shaila: Vishisha Alta Al Meisa Orim Shemivashlim Lecholim Ketzin Levarim Alim. It seems to be at first glance a shaila that's entirely unrelated to what we've discussed up until now, and that is that if you have some type of water that was cooked with barley for six sick people, what should the bracha be? This is very similar to the shaila that Tosas had discussed on the bottom of Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Mi amrinan kiman shehasaorim atzmam nasim daisa mevarechin aleim mezonos. Do we say that since the barley becomes like a cereal, in such a case it gets a mezonos? You could say that the barley drags the water for the bracha. On the one end, you could say that the water is like cooked vegetables. But since it was only cooked in such a manner, the other way to look at it is to say that it's a very thin porridge, and therefore the bracha is going to be a shakel. Says the Rosh, Yeshlomar, She'ikur bishl hasa'arim b'mayim, eino elo she'yilkitu ha'mayim koach chozek hasa'arim, lahavros hacholet. Since the reason why you put the barley into the water is because you wanted the vitamins and the nutrients of the barley into the water. Lahavros acholat ziko v'dami l'sheichar she'osim isarim she'koltin amayim tamakoach tamukoach hasarim v'rachim l'sheachol. So the Rosh gives a very, very fascinating teretz. The Rosh says, if you're cooking something inside water and you don't want the actual fruit itself, but what you want is the taste of that fruit, the nutrients of that fruit, then the halacha is going to be that you're going to make what? A shahakal. And he says that's the reason also when it comes to beer you make a shahakal. We're not discussing beer right now. What's the way most Achronim formulate the words of this Rosh, the Tshuvas HaRosh? That the Rosh is qualifying Maya Dekulo Shilki, Kishilki. When do we say Maya Dekulo Shilki is Kishilki? That's only when you also want to cook the vegetables. But if you're not interested in the vegetables itself, and all you want is that the vegetables should give off taste into the water, so then in such a case it doesn't get the bracha of the vegetable itself. Now let me give you a nafkamina. I'm running out of time a little bit. The Magen Avraham in Simin Reish Hei. Am I passing the? Oh, I have it here. The Magen Avraham in Simin Reish Hei Sif Katan Vav discusses, and this is the only time the halacha gets complicated when it comes to soups. And we mentioned this briefly once before. The Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Hei Sivav discusses what happens if you add a little bit of barley into the soup, or a little bit of levivot, a little bit of pasta. Not because you want the pasta itself, it's such a small amount, you want to add a little bit of a paste into the soup itself. The Magen Avraham holds in such a case, we don't say kol sheyesh bo mechameshes mine dagon, and we don't say that the vegetables become the ikur. If you're only adding it, and that's why, if you remember the Dvar Halacha, I said always the soup and the porridge is always going to get a mezonos, except if you weren't interested in adding the food, that is, the pasta or the vegetables for them themselves, and you wanted to take it out, then in such a case, then it's not according to the Magen Avraham, it's a big discussion in Achronim, then in such a case, it's not Koveya the Bracha. One of the major rayas to the Magen Avraham is this Tshuvas HaRosh. that the Rosh over here redefined Maya Dishlakos. Then when it comes to Maya Dishlakos, there the Rosh says, and what's the halacha? Maya Dishlakos, we say, it only gets a bracha of the vegetables if you want the vegetables. So it's not just that it simply gives off the tam. Giving off the tam, even according to the Rosh, is not enough. What does this do to the Ra'az Kashas? Something for you to work on? What does it do with all the Ra'az Kashas? Does it answer some of the Ra'az Kashas? Maybe. Something to work on. But that's the chidush of what the Rosh writes in the Tshuva. Rabosai, you hear, you follow, and you follow the Nafkamina La'alocha. And many poskim passing like this Magen Avraham. Now this Tshuva's Harash was made famous by the Ramah, the Darchei Moshe. If you take a look in Simin, Reish Hei Sif Beis in the Tur, the Ramah makes reference to it. And the Magen Avraham runs with it. Simin, Reish Hei Sif Beis in the Darchei Moshe. There, the Tur gave the two reasons that we have in the Rishonim, the classic reason. What's the difference between May Peros and soup? So what does the Torah say? What's the difference between the two? The Torah says, "V'lo dami l'mei peros damrin l'chashim k'zeh ba'alma l'fi sh'amashke ein lo tam apri." He gives the reason of his father, the Rosh. What does his father, the Rosh, say? Well, who's his father? The Rosh in the Psakim or the Rosh in the Tshuvas? Both. Both are his father. So the Rosh in the Psakim says what? The Rosh in the Psakim says, then what's the koveya of the bracha? The Rosh in the Psakim says that if it gives off the taste into it through cooking, then it gets the bracha. But when it comes to the juice, it doesn't get the tam. Comes along the Darkei Moshe, and Darkei Moshe does something brilliant. Says the Ramah, Ubitshuvas harosh klal dalit simen tesvav pireish tam acher. And the Tshuva Zarosh gives a different reason. Rabosai, what's the nafkamina between the reason of the Rosh and the reason in the Psakim that we read in Simen Yud Ches and the Rosh in the Tshuvas? What's the difference between the two? When you have these pasta, it clearly gives off time into the soup. A little bit of pasta. According to the Rosh in the Psakim, so then what should the bracha be? Bracha should be a mezonos in such a case. But according to the Rosh and the Tshuva, the bracha should be a shahakol. That would be a nafkamina. Asks the Sefer Tehillah LeDavid, L'chura, if the Rosh and the Tshuvas is the same Rosh in the Psakim, then once you have the reason in the Tshuvas, then you don't need to say what you said in the Psakim. Take a look. Sefer Tehillah LeDavid. Look this up. The Tehillah LeDavid, I'd like you to work on a teretz. Asks the Tehillah LeDavid, Simin, Reish Beis, Siv. Hey, in the Sefer Tehillah LeDavid. Tehillah LeDavid is a very nice Sefer. It's not used enough. Very nice Sefer. It's not an easy Sefer, but it's a very nice one. The Sefer Tehillah LeDavid asks like this. He asks like a Valda Gagasha. If the Rosh and the Tshuvas really held what he held, then in the Psakim you didn't need this distinction. Because what was the distinction that we gave in the Psakim? He said, oh, the reason why you get a Borei Pri Adam and Shlakos is because you have the taste. Even if you don't have the taste, who says it's totally on taste or not? There's another chiluk. The chiluk is, why are you doing it? When it comes to the main peros, and you're squeezing it out from the fruit, are you doing it for the fruit? You're not doing it for the fruit. You're doing it because you want the juice. So then the svara that the Rosh said in the Tshuvas will answer that question as well. What will the answer be? The answer is that it only retains the bracha when you're doing it because you also want the vegetables. Tropicana's not interested. They'll pay you a few $100,000 a year if you can make all of that leftover gook and peels just disappear. When I was listening back to Rav Schechter Shir, he said it's a $1 billion industry. Rav Schechter knows because he works for the OU. Rabbi Chalat, once with a twinkle in his eye, we were talking whether orange peels have. Rav Schechter works for the OU. Rabbi Chalat has his own kashrus organization that goes back generations. So you read that his great grandfather or something like that was the great Rav Chalat, the closest Talmud, one of the closest Talmudim of Rav Kook. He's also a Rosh Yeshiva America Zarah. So he has a Yerusha of the Hashgacha business. It's an answer to a trivia question. How can you drink Pepsi? Pepsi, you look from Pepsi, there's no Hashgacha, right? Not in Israel, in the States. So the answer is Rabbi Chalap's family has been giving the Hashgacha on Pepsi for generations. So there was a Chabura, somebody was giving a Chabura about the Kedusha Shvius of orange peels in the Kol HaElyon. So they were discussing that orange peels, Luchura doesn't have any Kedusha Shvius because it has no purpose. So Rabbi Chalap, with a twinkle in his eye, he said, I can't tell you why. He's the only one that knows you learn secrets when you come to the Beis Medrash. He's one of the only person that knows the secret formula for Pepsi, because they have to show it to him for the Hashgacha. He's not going to give Hashgacha unless they show him. So with a twinkle in his eye, he said, you never know how important orange peels are. So, what's that?
Coke, not Pepsi.
No, I think he gives Pepsi. I think he gives Ashkocha to Pepsi. Thought it was Coke? Maybe you're right. It's even worth
Coke.
I think even Pepsi Minastam also has. Okay, maybe it's so it's a question. It's a nafkamina whether this piece of information is worth $10 billion or $15 billion will be totally whether it's anyhow. So now the bottom line is not so than Yanenu. No one is interested in the leftover. No one's left in Tropicana. We'll give you $100,000 just to get rid of the skin and the pulp, right? So no one is interested. When you squeeze the fruit, no one is interested in that. So if no one is interested in that, then it's not totally a Maya Deshilka anymore. It's not dependent on Maya Deshilka. It's not the same Sugi Maya Deshilka. So once the Rosh has his Yesod in the Chuvis, what does the Rosh need? His Yesod in the Psakim. If the Rosh really believed what he wrote in the Chuvis, so why do you need to write what he did in the Psakim? He could have just said the difference between Mei Peros and Shlokos is that by Shlokos you want the vegetables also, and in Mei Peros you don't want the fruit itself. It's a Gishmak Akasha. With this, Bezer Hashem, we'll conclude. I'm going to miss the Talmidim very, very much. Please keep on steiging and make the most. I'm not sick for myself that the day that I'm leaving not to do a dvar, not to do the dvar alone.